Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about picking a vice president. Some nominees try to appear like heavyweights by partnering up with a lesser version of themselves in a stratagem that might be called bad Xerox without any toner. Looking presidential is not a problem for Hillary Clinton, as she has been involved in enough high-profile deceit, intrigue, and chicanery to fill three or four administrations. Her requirements are more esoteric, so let's check out her short list of possible candidates designed to provide her with an edge this November. Bernie Sanders, because otherwise his legion of supporters will evaporate like pixie dust in the rain. Elizabeth Warren, although having two people of the same sex on a single ticket would be unprecedented. Oh, wait, no, it wouldn't. Tim Kaine, a man so safe and boring, he could accept a charisma implant from Al Gore. Ted Cruz could give the Democratic presumptive nominee inside info on which buttons to push to drive the GOP even crazier, not to mention really sticking it in Donald Trump's craw. Stephen Curry, because who doesn't love Stephen Curry? Bill Cosby, who would make her the paragon of virtue, and if they lose, the cause would be the perfect fall guy, and he provides assassination insurance. Al Franken, because if the campaign does go down the tubes, at least he'll keep everybody laughing. Joe Biden, who has proved he can do the job. Dick Cheney, same reason. Tom Brady would complete the team of schemers. Cory Booker, because the best way to mooch some of that Obama mojo is picking someone who most of America thinks is the same guy. And finally, FBI Director James Comey, because come on, he deserves something, doesn't he? For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.